Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Goldman Sachs, together with Bank of New York Mellon, have launched a system to record ownership of $7.1 trillion in money market funds on a blockchain platform built by Goldman. Major clients: BlackRock, Fidelity Investments and Federated Hermes have signed up to tokenized funds that promise faster settlement, round-the-clock trading and automated transfers between intermediaries without liquidation into cash. Meanwhile, the US Securities and Exchange Commission has stayed the transition of Bitwise's 10 crypto index fund into a spot ETF just hours after accelerating approval. This marks a second pause in July after Grayscale's digital large cap fund was blocked under the same rule. At the same time, Cboe has filed amendments to enable in-kind redemptions for Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs, suggesting regulators are fine-tuning a framework for direct asset swaps and lower transaction costs. Ethereum ETF products have drawn over $4 billion in net inflows across a two-week period, pushing total US ETF assets to roughly $19.85 billion. BlackRock's ETH product leads the pack with over $9 billion in assets under management. Analysts see potential for a Christmas rally toward $10,000 in Ethereum based on derivative markets and favorable regulatory and staking developments. Public companies now hold roughly $3.2 billion worth of Ethereum, amounting to more than 865,000 ETH. SharpLink Gaming tops the list with 360,000 ETH valued at over $1.3 billion after its latest purchase. Other firms like BTCS and GameSquare are also boosting their treasuries to signal growing institutional confidence. Solana has broken above $200, reflecting institutional interest and anticipation of a Solana ETF. Nearly 3 million tokens moved into corporate wallets last month as infrastructure upgrades by Jito Labs improved reliability, like discovering a secret stage in Sonic the Hedgehog. Bitcoin is trading just below $120,000 at around $119,765, testing a key psychological level amid mixed sentiment on whether bulls can hold above this mark by weekend. Technical indicators show compressed momentum and weakening trends, suggesting heightened volatility ahead. PNC Financial has partnered with Coinbase to integrate crypto trading into managed client accounts, allowing wealth and asset management clients to buy and sell digital assets directly through their bank dashboard. Citadel Securities has urged the SEC to adopt formal rulemaking for tokenized securities, warning that informal guidance could fragment liquidity and sideline institutional investors. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.